really are on the bank of the river.
My, you are wet, aren't you?
Exclaimed the voice behind him. Abuwali swung around quickly, and there was a large tortoise with the buttons on her nose, gazing at him inquiringly from the rock. Why, it's you, cried Abuwali delightedly.
I believe, said the button nosed tortoise with all the world politeness. I was beginning to fear you'd never find me.
Well, I have, exclaimed Abuwali warmly, so show me at once how the thing was done.
Africa. This is Lee Scritch Perry and Africa Abbey and the Abs. Revelation making dub for the young and the old. Hit me with the music. This is Lee Scritch Perry and Africa and the Abbots and the Abs in Revelation. Making dub.
The mother you plant in the mother and the mother grows.
His shell fell off, and the button vanished off his nose, and there stood a dignified magician in a tall cap and a fur robe and a very handsome pair of horn-rimmed glasses. And back they went to look for Bumalaka with the mouse.
lack of eat. Quite apart from everything else, what on earth can the Wally do without me?
Hello, that I am Lee Scratch Perry of Manova. Movie pop, former scoreboard dub. 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 Another invention to the other dimension.
Thank you.
technician called out, "Please take your seats, we're landing," and the land of green ginger began to tip gently to one side. Directly facing them were the gates of Samarkand. After many cordial goodbyes, the magician turned the land of green ginger towards the sky, and Abu Ali and the mouse and Bumalak Lee stood to watch the descend gracefully until it disappeared into the cloud.
Didn't you?
Asked the mouse. Why didn't I? Said everyone. Still, this is no time to cry over spilt milk. Thank you.
Hello, I'm a warrior man. Warrior man. I'm a warrior man. From warrior land. I'm a warrior man. Warrior man. On the sea and the sun.
Suggested the man. Of course not, said Abuwari. He'll have to take my word for it as a gentleman. But to be on the safe side, he left Mumalakawi and the mouse at a small lodging house in the marketplace and gave them the lamp to look after, and set off alone for the house of Stockpot Ben Nagnag. This time the gatekeeper showed him into a courtyard where the captain of the guard and Kublai Snoo were playing darts in a corner. When they saw Abuwari, they gazed at him with open mouths. I wish to see Stockpot Ben Nagnag, gentlemen, Abu Ali requested. Will you inform him of my presence here? That's exactly what we're going to do. And you're going to come along and watch us, said the captain of the guard ominously and opened the door. In you go! In Abu Ali went, and there was Stockpot Ben Nagnag lying on a couch with his slippers off, doing a little wire puzzle. And when he saw Abu Ali, he took a little wire puzzle and
following program deals with a controversial subject. The theories expressed are not the only possible interpretation. Viewers are invited to make a judgment based on all available information. Thank you.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shore of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the darkness at 10 hours a day. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears.